Ride-sharing company Uber has announced an urgent investigation into claims of sexual harassment and discrimination in the organisation and threats from management against those who complain. A blog post by the former employee who's made the allegations has gone viral. Women working in the tech industry say what's been detailed in the post is sadly not surprising. Lucy Carter has our report.
Former Uber employee Susan J. Fowler's online essay doesn't hold back. In the 3,000-word post, she details what she describes as a very, very strange year at Uber. On her first day as a programmer and engineer at the multi-billion dollar ride-sharing technology company, Ms. Fowler alleges her manager sexually propositioned her over the company internal chat system. When she complained to HR, she writes, this was the result.
Uber management told me that he was a high performer and they wouldn't feel comfortable punishing him for what was probably just an innocent mistake on his part.
Susan Fowler claims after this incident, her pathway to promotion was blocked. Further complaints she made about harassment and sexism fell on deaf ears and she left the company. After posting the essay online less than 24 hours ago, it's been shared tens of thousands of times. Uber's CEO, Travis Kalanick, took to Twitter to announce a full investigation.
What's described here is abhorrent and against everything we believe in. Anyone who behaves this way or thinks this is okay will be fired.
He also tweeted,
I've instructed our Chief Human Resources Officer, Leanne, to conduct an urgent investigation. There can be absolutely no place for this kind of behaviour at Uber.
Dr. Janine Beekhuizen is the CEO of the Tech Girls Movement in Australia. It's a non-profit organisation promoting a more diverse IT workplace. She says Susan J. Fowler's account of her time at Uber is nothing new.
Sadly, it's not as isolated as we'd like to think it is, and we don't hear about it a lot because essentially women just don't talk about it, because if we talk about it, then we have to deal with it. And if we do that every day and call it out, then we'd never get through the day. So sadly, that unconscious bias is there and more prevalent than we realise.
She says she's experienced plenty of sexism in the tech industry.
Oh, gosh, there's so many to list. But I guess the immediate assumption that you don't have skills because you're a woman, the assumption that you're in the room to sort of take notes and bring coffee and those kinds of things, and just that general view of just being a little bit inadequate because you are often the only woman in the room.
How much does this dissuade women from going into the tech industry, do you think?
I think a lot. We've got the chicken and the egg. So we're not getting young women coming into the tech industry, but once they do come in and sort of fight their way through, then they're faced with these kinds of challenges. So the way I see it is we're not going to get real change in the tech industry unless we get a critical mass of women, which is around 30%. And only then you can start to change structures and change behaviours because you're no longer in the minority. So I think it's very challenging. And the women who are in the tech industry are a special kind of breed of women. I think they're there because they are willing to take the fight on. And not every woman's willing to do that.
Uber appears to have come out on the front foot in reaction to this blog post and has announced that there will be an investigation. Are these just words? Do you expect that there actually will be an investigation and any action?
Well, I don't know what sort of action they would take. I mean, often it might be a fine or something like that. Or, I mean, this poor woman is seen as a pariah now, I think, in the industry because of what's being said about her. And yes, she has stood up and certainly there needs to be an investigation. And I agree with all of those things. I don't know that anything strong will come out of that, though, sadly.
Uber is one of the few major tech companies that has yet to publish statistics on its workplace diversity. Janine Beekhuizen says women and men within these companies have a responsibility to bring about change.
All staff need to have training in unconscious bias, and this is women as well. So women also engage in unconscious bias. We are just as much to blame. And I think just on a really basic fundamental level, we need to have that awareness. Recently, I was talking to a gentleman who just graduated from his IT degree and he was so excited to be teaching his young son all of this stuff around tech. Yet when I asked him if he'd be teaching his daughter the same thing, he said he probably wouldn't be. So again, we're sort of having these views from before our children are born, and these come right through. So if you don't think your daughter's in a position to be able to be taught tech, then you don't treat women like they may be either, if you know what I mean. So I think these biases are really ingrained and we don't realise the impact of them.
That's the CEO of the Tech Girls Movement, Dr. Janine Beekhuizen, ending that report from Lucy Carter.